This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, that became more than a fantasy team name, I'll tell you. That became a brand. Pieces and stems. A brand. We have some new lighting in here today.
Do you actually have a fantasy team named Pieces and Stems?
No, but I have an account where that's my username.
Oh, okay.
My main account is named Pieces and Stems,
right.
Which I don't know. I don't put enough thought into naming accounts. Shope Talk on Twitter doesn't really work because it just is more reason to think it would be shop, like Shop Talk, right?
So oh, yeah.
I thought it was clever and then just rushed into it.
I never thought of it.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. Like a lot of my stuff almost works, but it's still missing a little polish, a little more like that. So new lighting in here for our viewers.
New lighting, new angles, and I don't know. I'm already. I gotta close the page.
Really?
I just. I don't know.
Your nose hairs are.
No, I don't know. I just don't.
Getting focus.
I just don't like the. I don't know. It'll be fine. It'll grow on me. I don't know.
Nose hairs?
No.
The camera.
Yeah. Just where it's. I don't know. I gotta get used to it. Oh, now G's messing around. G, it's fine. It's me. I'm psychotic. It's not. It'll be fine.
Well, you have to tune in now.
Right.
Don't you? Out there? Don't you have to pull over and find this show
on
YouTube?
You can see more of my. You can almost see my. Yeah, you can see my shorts. Oh, boy. I got to start thinking about what I'm wearing.
You haven't been doing that?
The shirt, yeah, I could be in my underwear. The other camera, you never see me from like the
waist down.
The man boobs down. That's it. That's been the shot.
I wore
my gut and my shorts and
I wore
maybe a knee.
I should let you just finish.
All right, I'll stop. I'm done.
Who knows where that ends? I wore a bucket hat in today.
Yes, you did.
I have not had a bucket hat in decades. I used to wear one in the 90s for a minute. I don't know why.
When you were in Oasis?
Yeah, when I was in Oasis, and then I got in a big fight with my brother.
That was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
Yeah. Now they're going out without you.
Right.
So sad.
So now I have a bucket hat, and I bought it. It's my son's club or a box lacrosse team. It has the logo there,
right.
St. Catharines Athletics. And I bought it between games on Sunday. The finals were on Sunday, this tournament. And so I got out of the car from the store, from front row to the arena with the bucket hat on. I'm ready. Go A's, right? The whole thing.
All right.
And I looked at my wife and I said, what do you think? Can I wear this? And she said nothing. So obviously that was a no.
That's a no in wife speak for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely a no.
Yeah.
If she said yes, if she meant yes, she would have said yes. She said nothing. So that meant no. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I won't wear this. And she said, it's just that it's indoors. Who would wear a bucket hat indoors?
Oh.
And so.
You know who would?
Me?
Fans of Oasis. No,
I don't know. Oh, okay. Because I did wear it in with. Now I'm wearing a visor. I brought a visor
back up
to replace the bucket hat with.
Yeah. I thought the bucket hat was going to be a pretty strong statement today. So, I was just waiting to see what was going to happen.
You can't wear headphones over a bucket hat.
I didn't say anything. That's a good point. That is a very
I don't think this is a crime.
What do you mean?
Headphones over a visor, I don't think it's a crime.
No,
I don't think it's anything.
Over a hat? No, it's fine.
Or even
fine.
A hat. Well, the morning guys would be.
Like a ball cap. I do that when I wear a hat.
The morning show would be on the street months ago if there were a thing about headphones and hats. Like, yeah. I've never seen anybody except Sal on that stream not wearing a hat. Nate comes in today, he's got a hat. Jeremy and Joe look like they're playing golf at 9:30 every day. Or what, 10:30? When would it be?
10.
They're on until 10? Yeah. So it would be after that. They look like they're going golfing after. They probably are.
I most days don't wear a hat. So you've seen me without a hat on this feed.
No, I meant the morning.
Oh, the morning. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Sal is on,
yeah.
I don't think necessarily he wears a hat.
Right.
And I don't think he usually does.
And Owen isn't on camera because he's running the video stuff, but he's often wearing hats.
Okay.
Hats, you know.
When...
Hats,
you know.
Dot, dot, dot.
Moving
you know.
On. Right. It's Larry King's thoughts. Hats, right? Out there, right? Was it yesterday? I think it was when I mentioned how I'm, quote, reading it's audiobooks.
Yeah.
But it was The Bronx Zoo, the Yankees book from the 78 Yankees, and now Ball 4, Jim Boughton. It's like 69, like a famous, interesting sports biography. And how things come up that remind you how much, well, baseball, but sports has changed, you know, strategy stuff that comes up and, just how jocular it is, I think maybe is very different now, much more business-like now, I'd say, you know, listening to Boughton talk about trying to get $2,000 more in salary and not being able to is just incredible to think about the professional Major League Baseball, the Yankees. You know, anyway, but I don't want to make a point about that. It's just things that have evolved. A lot of it's like the Moneyball kind of stuff in sports, that analytics and what that has meant. And there was a clip today of Dan Campbell talking about fourth downs. And, you know, he's been big on that, right? He's been big on go for it. I mean, he got beat in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago. When he was, 0 for 3 on fourth down, was it, in that game? Yep. So, and our guest yesterday, Jeremy Kahn, brought up two-point plays. Like, the Ravens lost in Buffalo in the playoffs. They went for two twice and went 0 for 2, and the Bills in Kansas City also. And we were moving on to a different question, and Jeremy said, wait, I'd like to know what you think about this. Like, he put it back to us, and I love when a guest does that. You know, like they're into the conversation, and
I like
to do that as a guest. Well, what do you think about that? And so he's listening, right? And I didn't really answer him, but you know, I love it. Like, I feel like it's been my movement for more than a decade, right? I mean, when did we get to the point now where we're at now, or closer to it, where it wasn't surprising? When did it cease to be surprising that teams would go on fourth and one? Was that 5 years ago? Was that 10? Was it less?
I think it's. I want to say less.
When did you stop expecting to see the punter on fourth and one? For the Bills, it's like with Allen. I think it lines up right with him.
Yeah, 5 years might be a good window, but I think even expecting it is another thing. Like, it takes a while of them doing it for you to then expect it, right? So. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't cop to any longer being surprised when I see the punter trot onto the field, or vice versa. I mean, like, oh no, they're not going to go for it. You know, like it's ingrained now. Like it's close. They're probably going to go for this. It doesn't even seem like that much of a decision anymore. It feels almost automatic. I think probably Allen's ascendance and us getting comfortable with McDermott being a coach who operates that way. Yeah, like 5 years is my window there, I would say, on that. The two-point stuff I feel like is fresher. At least the what is the latest thing now? You're down 14 and like go for the two the first time so that you can win with a touchdown and an extra point. Like that's the idea.
Yes.
I feel like that. I only started realizing that, I think, a couple seasons ago. That it became prevalent, I think. And I'm not sure if my timeline is warped on that, but that feels like the newest thing that we've had to sort of wrestle with.
Yeah, and it's probably about to get – there's probably about to be something newer
right.
than that.
The kickoff stuff, maybe.
That's right. What happens. I wonder how much more there is to do. You know, like, why did – football get to a point where now you're surprised when you see the punter on fourth and one. You pretty much always are, unless you're inside your own 30 or something where you might expect to see the punter. But anything even close to midfield, fourth right. and one, like that's a go-for-it play. And even the announcers know that now. They're the last, you know, the last realm or whatever to get it because they're all former players and – they had to succumb to the reality that, okay, no, actually this is smart, quote, smart. Doesn't mean it's going to work every time, of course. But is there more? I was just thinking about this a little bit because, like, the battle was won a long time ago. I mean, people who mostly didn't come from football were able to convince football to actually do this. How? Owners who will hire as many people as they can, infinite wealth, hiring people with data backgrounds that, you know, Philadelphia won with Foles, and that was a team that was doing this kind of stuff, and you're going to copy the winners. So then it became, I think, am I wrong? I think mainstream
to have
guys that are not former players, maybe they were like youth players, but that's not why they're there.
But they're data analysts. That's their job. And there's a team of them on each team now, I think. That's how they operate. And they're up there. The Doug Peterson Eagles example was red light, yellow light, green light. Like, we're going to tell you, that you make the call, yellow light, you know, green light, definitely do it. Red light, no, don't do it. And, you know, whatever system every team has got, like, that is kind of where it started. Like, that's the first team I remember, the first coach I remember talking openly about that communication being a thing. Like, they're telling me what to do or what I right. should do. You know, maybe telling me what to do is a little too strong for a football coach to accept. But, yeah, basically the idea was, yeah, I've got help. These guys, these people are telling me, here's the situation, and, you know, our data tells us you should definitely go for this.
That Super Bowl, I mean, it was fourth and goal at the one or the two at the end of the half, and they went for it, and heads were exploding, and they threw a pass to the quarterback.
Right.
You got it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, are we good? We weren't. I mean, every time a team misses on fourth and one, the Aikmans of the world are going to tell you, like, why it was dumb, I guess. But we should have been good, like, right there. Philadelphia gets that touchdown, wins that game against Brady, and, like, it could have even been a bigger story than it was. But I think football took notice of it. I'll tell you what I think is next, and this is back to Campbell. And this has been part of my thinking about fourth down for a long time. It's not just about your odds on fourth and two, your win probability, how many times are you going to get 2 yards on a play, all that stuff versus, you know, giving the ball up, which is what you're doing. Like Jeremy calls those turnovers, right? When your punts are turnovers. So it's just a matter of how you sell it sometimes or how you spin it. But it's not just about the 2 yards. It's about the rest of the series from first and 10 on. And that, I think, is, I don't know if it's going to be a big discussion all the time or whatever, but once you arrive in a world where fourth and two, say, becomes normally a go-for-it call, which is kind of where we are, almost where we are, then watch what happens on first, second, and third downs. Like that's watch what happens there, because everything is different if you are thinking this way. And I don't know if coaches are mostly there yet. I think they've learned how to, you know, go for it on fourth and two, but are they setting up for fourth and two? I thought of this yesterday late when we were recapping that Ravens game and how the Bills had first and goal at the 10. With a 5-point lead in that game, like 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And got to third and goal at the 2. I don't remember the play. I can't picture the play, but Allen got stopped. So fourth and 2. And then they, you know, they kicked that field goal because it put them up 8 with 2 minutes. And that I think, you know, was reasonable. But setting up, I mean, how Allen is great in so many ways, but it can't be overstated the advantage the Bills have with a guy like that in this particular area, where he can get, I mean, he didn't on that one example, but, you know, or Kansas City.
Right.
But he can kind of, on a not game on the line kind of play when everybody's just going to go all in on him, he can get a handful of yards almost any time he wants it. And what kind of an advantage is that? It's just massive.
Yeah.
And if you have, even if you have Joe Burrow, who doesn't do any of that, second and 7, I mean, he'd better make it. Or he's going to be in, yeah, you know, a dime defense, third and 7, even. Like, it's just, the Dak is stacked so in favor of the runners now. And how that meshes with fourth down strategy is just big. I know you weren't expecting this on July 8th, but it came up a little bit yesterday, and it was on Twitter today, and I just wanted to say it.
One thing that I think that just a wire just tripped as you're talking, you're like, what's next? And this isn't exactly an answer to what's next, definitively, because I think it maybe is already happening, that setting up for fourth and two, if fourth and two is green light, fourth and one certainly is, fourth and two, I don't know. I don't feel like that's as automatic a go, depending on where you are, certainly on the other side of midfield maybe, but on your side still, I think, a little apprehensive. Still, if the object is to keep the ball, right? Keep the ball, keep gaining yards, right? Keep getting first downs. Is it possible, maybe even likely, that the swing back toward running backs and run heavier offenses, run heavier formations is to some extent a reaction to that? Like, is there a trickle down from a bunch of coaches sitting around in June and July before training camp starts and talking about trends in the league and like the kind of meetings you should be having with your football department, I think, pretty regularly, what's happening, what are the trends, what are your peers talking about, whatever, right? Just brainstorming. And it's, the data's telling us that fourth and one, fourth and two is go. So, sure, we'd rather not be in fourth and two, but if we trust our guy to get it, is it not safer for us to just run the ball a lot and see if we can't get to fourth and one?
Yep.
And then we're just going to convert it, and we're eating clock. You don't have the ball, so you can't hurt me. I'm controlling everything, and I've gotten conservative because of, the outrageous display of going for it on fourth and one has spun me back to, 4 yards a carry.
Right.
That's going to work for me. If I'm going for it on fourth down, that math computes. It's not, you can't bank on it every time, but still, I wonder if that is in some, even, I don't want to say guys, the coaches wouldn't be aware of it, but if that's in, it's baked in somewhere to what we're seeing in football.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Yes, it should be.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's all different math. Run versus pass, everything, when it's three plays versus four. I mean, it's just all different math. 3 yards a carry, when you don't run the ball that well, 15 years ago, is a punt.
Right.
Second and seven, third and four, fourth and one, punt. Like, that's what Jaron's Bills mastered, was, running the ball and coming up short and punting. Like that. And isn't it, like, this is like a lot of things, I don't mean this to be so harsh, but looking back, how stupid were we? Like, just, it's one of those things in sports and in life where you're just like, how did we ever think like that? How did we ever not get it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I do think there's more ground to cover with football and this stuff. And I think some of it is this, setting up for fourth down, because you're thinking ahead. Third and five does not have to be a seven-step drop.
Right.
On, if you're going to go for it on fourth and two, depending on where you are on the field. Right? So that's coming. I think we're going to get more of it. Maybe the kickoff thing contributes because it's shorter fields.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can talk about another one of my favorites is how the deeper in your own end you are, which is when more people than ever tell you how dumb your gamble is, how can you go for it on your own 28, that kind of thing, is not dumb when you think about how much time the other team's drive will take. Because it should be one stop and the drive is over. Field goal or no stops and a touchdown, it could be one play.
Right.
I mean, if they're taking over at the 28-yard line, the conventional thinking would be that this is really bad. That's why you punt, so that they can start at their own 28-yard line instead of mine.
But you are going to get the ball back a lot sooner.
You're going to get the ball back a lot sooner no matter what. No matter what. You could go stop them three and out, and then you're going to get the ball back, just as fast. But still, their drive cannot take very long. And if you end up in a game that's more like basketball, where you're not just willingly giving the ball to the other team like football does. Okay, now we're talking. We could see if the kickoff thing comes and the running point you make and more data, sort of, it's sort of like it's twofold how the data is based on what's happened in the past, right? What's my win probability up 7-3, second quarter, third and five, X yard line? Like that's what all that is. It's based on historical events. But this is changing in one direction, and so then will that data, and you'll just have sort of like a compound effect where more and more often, I think you're going to see a green light. And I don't know. That's the kind of stuff I love. I mean, I would love to see all that be correct. Let's go to Tim here. Hi, Tim. Tim, no?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. There you are. Yeah. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I was just thinking, I've actually been reading some analytics books recently. I was reading Moneyball, and it was talking about, you know, analytic data and how blanketed it is. And so we say, you know, fourth and one, go for it. Fourth and two, go for it. You know, generally green light, red light, yellow light. What I've been thinking about more is team-specific and player-specific data. So, you know, for example, if it's fourth and two and you're the Ravens, you might have a 60% chance of, you know, converting. If you're at fourth and two and you're, you know, you have Jake Fromm at quarterback, you might have a 25% chance of converting. So I'd be really interested to learn how teams' internal models kind of affect how individual decisions are made outside of just, you know, taking this broad set of data and applying it to very specific circumstances.
Right. Thanks, Tim. This is always like kind of the excuse that the Bills would make or teams would make when they weren't in line with the numbers. Well, you know, McDermott has talked like this before. I mean, he's aggressive enough. I mean, he's not slow when it comes to fourth down and all the rest. But, you know, he would make this point. He's made it plenty of times.
Who am I playing? What are they good at? Who are their best players? Like, all of that. You know, teams should be doing exactly what they're. I'd be surprised if they're not.
Me too. They are.
Like the Bills should know what Josh Allen's success rate on a sneak to the left is. I mean,
that's 100% of their sneaks.
It's almost fantastic. But you know, they did get stuffed a few times. They may need to find a new wrinkle somewhere for that to try to keep that train going. But sure, teams should absolutely know. And going into a game. No, I think that's a part of the preparation. Like, what is this team good at? What do they – like, the next time the Bills see the Chiefs, I would be very surprised if they just sneak Allen, you know, in between Dawkins and the left guard, Edwards, because that got jammed in the AFC title game.
Yeah, that's one sort of ironic thing. There is no data on Allen sneaking right because it's never happened.
Right.
There's literally no data on that. Yeah, McDermott was on our show last year after a game and talked about that, how every game is different and they prepare based on the opponent and tendencies and things like that, how it does affect what their strategy might be in a given game. Thanks, Tim. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll talk to Sal later. Hope to hear from you as we go through the day. This is WGR.
Cook keeps us out of trouble. Let's say if the block is not finished to the tee, Cook understands that he just got to just get a little bit more scoot to get away. He might not look like he's moving as fast as he's moving, but he's moving extremely fast. And I mean extremely fast. He is just very elusively fast that you're just like, oh, he really is moving that fast. His feet start going, da-da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden you see him separate from a defender. You're like, wow, his separation and speed is there. And then he just drifts away.
Always a treat to listen to Deion Dawkins. I even like that he calls Cook, and not Jimbo. I mean, has a hockey player ever referred to a teammate by his last name in history once? Has it ever happened?
No. I'm sure of it.
No. Good job, Deion Dawkins. We are back. I'm a little nervous about putting the water. You might have seen me twitch just then on Twitch, because yesterday I almost knocked it over right there where I just put it. I can't see it. So it's sort of like a blind thing. I don't want to knock it over, put it over there.
Then you can't really.
It's a little, I almost can't reach it. Yeah. A little bit of a different alignment here.
I'm already adapting. Right. I'm already over my initial whatever that
fears.
Fears is a little too strong. Apprehension. Maybe.
Yep.
Better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I'm good. And you can almost see the jet sign behind me now, the new shot. So that's good.
That would be a good thing to show that.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, better call Jed Studios, right?
Just call Jed.
Sorry.
You're not looking at it, though.
That's right. Although I can see it in my head there. Now I can see. Just call Jed.
You'll get it right the next time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Thanks. I appreciate your confidence.
Colin is next. Hello, Colin.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Colin from sunny, warm, hot Charlotte. Anyway, I didn't call to say the Bills will never win a Super Bowl with McDermott. Actually, I called to say that this guy, Kevin Kelly, your first segment reminded me of this guy. He got famous off ESPN and a high school coach out of Arkansas.
Yep.
And he never punted.
Yeah.
For years. I mean, this coach just went at a Linux crazy like 23 years ago, I think it was. And he never, ever, I should say never, ever. But he would go for it. I backed up to his own 8-yard line on 4th and 10.
All the time, but onside kicks after every score.
This guy was just insane, yep. and obviously he knew. Like this last caller or two said that he knew what he had, and he probably felt like he had the better team, and he could make up for it. And you like you said, onside kicks. But just the story of this guy, I'll never forget it. I'm like, why not incorporate at least a little piece of that? To a major college or an NFL game, if you especially if you're playing an opponent that you feel like you've got the odds on. But I was listening to you guys, and I knew there was a guy, and I just had to Google him, and Kevin Kelly, Pulaski, Arkansas, or something.
Yep, Academy.
Really interesting. Mm-hmm. I was very, very, really.
Yep.
Like you said, analytics. The guy knew what he was doing, but I just had to call.
Thanks. Thank you. He was ahead of his time, no doubt.
Yeah. And the first time I heard his name in any of these stories was from this guy over here. And it was quite a long time ago now. I'm bad with timelines, but it was a long time ago.
There was an HBO Real Sports feature on him. Yeah, that's 20 years ago, I bet. Okay. Maybe longer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's really fun. I think it's also fun to see the ripple effects, like we were talking about before. And Bulldog makes a great point about how it might push you toward more of a run-oriented attack. Because if you have four downs instead of three, you don't need as big of chunks on plays to continue to move the chain. So there's that. And the running quarterback, I don't think Bills fans need to be told how much of an advantage Allen is in this way. But I also don't think you can say it enough.
Right.
I think you can say it enough.
I think both of those things can be true. Yes.
Like, we know what his running looks like and can think of highlights and the touchdown thing. He's got more rushing touchdowns than OJ had already and Thurman Thomas already. Just that's incredible. The numbers are incredible. We know that. But how – there really should be no excuse for the Bills to just not convert all the time because of him. I mean, they kind of did. I mean, they have a team right now, last year, that doesn't get open. The receivers don't get open. And that's part the players and part the coach. Like, part of – I mean, Kyle Shanahan's receivers get open. They might be better. But everybody's always open on that team. Here, it's hard. But you still have 30 points a game. There's the turnover piece to that.
Yeah,
I don't think it was the best offense I've ever seen, but it was, by the points, the best production their offense has ever had. Most productive they've ever been. So just feel like Jackson is this way. And, Warren Sharp, he'll be on with me on Monday. You'll be off on Monday. And he DM'd me about something. He's coming on next week. And he's got these quarterback tier rankings today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you about them. You've seen them, I guess.
Yes.
Who was like the most shocking
Justin Fields in the A level.
Yep. Justin Fields.
Right. What I saw the chart is where Allen and Jaden Daniels and Lamar and who's the first Hurts, right?
Mahomes is on tier two.
Yeah, is that superstar plus? Is that it says S plus? So I'm assuming that's super plus, you know, superstar plus, I guess. And then A plus is a tier down, and that's
Mahomes and Burrow.
But yeah, the tier down from there, like the rest is like normal grading, right? So A plus A, and Justin Fields is in there. And somebody Benjamin Albright, who does a great job covering the Broncos, tweeted at him a little snark, like, oh, Justin Fields on the A level is a choice, something like that. And they had a back and forth, respectful, like, no, you know, it didn't look contentious. I don't know if they are friendly and know each other real well or what, but it's rushing. I think is the, you know, how positively Fields is rushing impacts the offense overall, even though he's not a great passer.
I think it might have even been Rich Rebar's rankings, who works for Warren. He was on with us not too long ago too. But either way, yeah, I read the Fields paragraph on Twitter. Aaron Glenn coached against Fields with Detroit, and Warren points out that in five games against the Lions, Fields averaged 90 rushing yards. And Warren said, don't think they're not going to lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. I'm excited about it. Once in a while, I'll say something like that, and you'll be like, what happened to you? What are you, like, running guy? I like different. And we're talking about fourth down and the Bills through the years. The thing that made it so annoying to me was that they were losing anyway. They're not beating New England. Like, once in a decade, they're beating New England, and they refused to ever be different. What did you expect? So here are the Jets. No real expectations. You know, it might even be the best possible outcome for them this year is that it works, and they're pretty good. They're probably not going to win the division, but it works, and the coach works, the quarterback works, and Breece Hall works, all of it, they're pretty good. Like, that's the best case scenario probably this year for the Jets. The second best might be that they're the worst team in the NFL.
And you replace Justin Fields.
It's over.
Next April.
Right. We don't have to ask this question anymore. He's out. Maybe Aaron Glenn makes it work. Maybe he doesn't, but your quarterback's more important anyway. Like, that might be second best. And then third is maybe what's likeliest, where they win five or six games, and then what do you do?
And he makes his share of plays, because he always does, where he, you know, guesses right or gets to the right idea passing the ball and has the time to actually make it work. And wow, look at that arm. I wish he could do that more often. And then, of course, the running, like, he'll have his games and he'll make his plays. But yeah, I don't know what the overall, I'm not expecting that to elevate them to anywhere beyond seven or eight wins at most, I would say myself. But, so yeah. And in that scenario, those seven or eight wins, that's almost exactly what you don't want. You'd rather, you know, win three or four probably.
Because then what do you do?
Right. Like, did it work well enough to keep going with this guy? We're sort of in the netherworld as far as, like, a top 10, top 5 quarterback pick. You know, they're going to be hard to navigate that.
I almost had an embarrassing moment with Warren today. I had two weird phone, almost slip-ups. One of them, I got away with it both times. It wouldn't have been so bad. I could have corrected it. Just, like, sent the second text with the asterisk, you know. Here's what happened. So he reached out to me. He's going to be on the show next week. And, you know, my book, everything, here's what you need to know. And at the time, I didn't know he was booked for us. So I just DM'd a reply, great. And then a second reply, thank you. But after I got done typing the word thank, I expected the word you to be what my phone prompted me to put next, because mm-hmm. that's what you would think it would do.
That's a normal thing. Yeah.
But instead, it was God. And so I actually did click that and had it ready to send to him. Hey, Mike, I'm looking forward to Monday. I'm going to be on your show, and here's my book. Thank God would have been my response.
Right.
And like, what would that be? I think I might expect him to think I was being sarcastic.
Right.
Like, oh, thank God. Great.
You're coming to save me on Monday.
Wow. Thank God. And then, so I got away with that one. And then I had a nice morning with my family. We went on a Miss Buffalo 2. We went on a boat ride, and it was pretty cool. My brother-in-law is in town, and her parents, who just had their 61st anniversary. It was cool. And I just, when I got here today, I was sending her a text thanking her for, thank you for a wonderful morning. And I went to the emojis and went for the heart. But next, you know, I have fat thumbs, I guess. Next to the heart is the shrug emoji.
Oh, boy.
And I literally did click the shrug emoji. Thank you for a wonderful morning.
Right.
But again, I was able to erase it.
Okay.
I'm usually too fast.
No,
I would have said
done.
Those.
Yeah.
No harm done.
Wow.
Watch out there.
Thanks for a wonderful morning. I mean, if you say so.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
Might as well put quotes around it.
Right.
Wonderful morning.
Question marks.
Your question marks. What does the shrug of, what message does the shrug send? Thank you for a wonderful morning, I guess. So watch out there. Technology can be a dangerous thing.
I think I sent you something last week one day that was meant for my wife, and I hit send and then realized, like, oh, I got my people mixed up. I was on a texting spree and I got too quick, and I wrote what I meant for her to you. And I was able to delete message real quick, and it does that little, like, poof, it disappears from my feed, and I'm assuming that means maybe you never saw it.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Is this when you were betting the Angels?
No, that was...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Monday, no, was not that.
You're on a texting spree and a betting spree.
Right. A betting spree.
Yeah. Five-way baseball parlays that hit.
That you forget about.
Yeah.
Because you're so infrequently in there to begin with, which is what I've been like for the last few months or so. It's like golf majors, and that's it. So it's not a regular part of my routine every morning right now. It's not. It'll be more like that once football gets here. But I don't even remember that I'm on there, so I don't think to look to see what I did last night or anything. Just, and then you get a happy surprise yesterday.
Very.
Live on the air. Right. Very. Yeah, that was fantastic.
During the live workshop. Right. We ought to have another one.
Right.
This time you can really bet it. 803-0550. Thanks, Colin, for the call. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back. We'll talk to Sal today at 5. And then he's off to Italy on his trip, so we won't have Sal again on the station until he gets back, which is right before Bills camp. That's the 23rd, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the first day of Bills camp. Speaking of Warren Sharp earlier, who will join me on Monday, Bulldog is off next week, talking about Justin Fields for a minute. And on, I just saw it, Jalen Hurts. You mentioned how he had him in his top tier. This is a player, by the way, last week we had stuff flying around the internet where he was not a top 10 quarterback. Right. And I didn't – I'm kind of down the middle on this.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think that's a makeable argument, but it almost seems like it has to be forced, you know. Just Super Bowl MVP, the success that he's had. But now Warren here has him on the superstar tier with Allen. And I don't know if I would say that either. So I guess I'm kind of in between on Hurts. Yeah. But I didn't realize until today from Warren Sharp that he's going to have his sixth offensive coordinator this year already. Was it Kellen Moore last year that left for New Orleans?
Yeah, that sounds right. Wow. Is that
Steichen?
That's every year of his career, right?
Almost. Maybe not quite, but almost.
I mean, he's a couple of years behind Allen. Allen's going into year eight. Isn't he a couple of years behind Allen? Or do I have that wrong?
Maybe 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's played five seasons, and he's had five offensive coordinators, and this will be six.
Man, that is tough. That's a tough way to live. I mean, I don't know how much year over year, like, that, you know, Some of that could have been handed down, like, from a guy that was there, sort of like Dorsey taking over Daboll kind of thing. But still, it's just a different dude in the headset. It's a different rhythm. It's a different thing. Yeah, that's disadvantaged, I'd say.
It's making it work.
Yes, I think so.
Did you know that the last seven seasons in the NFL, there have been seven different passing leaders by yards? Seven different players have led the league in passing yards in the last seven seasons. This year, the odds are Burrow. And he won. He was first last year.
I think I'd like to be able to say honestly, I don't know that I would have guessed seven. I mean, if you asked me without telling me, last 7 years, there's how many different passing leaders? I'd probably say five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would go a different one every year.
Could you name them? Because I couldn't. I don't pay attention to this.
Right. Like,
I don't.
I know. Who throws for the most yards? I don't know most years.
I wouldn't have been sure last year. You could have told me Burrow. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because of the we did know that. You know, that was.
Right.
He had the MVP stats, but a team that did not make the playoffs.
Right.
So I could have gotten to Burrow. But I would not have remembered Tua led the year before. In passing yards.
No, me either. Is there a Mayfield in there anywhere?
No.
It was touchdown passes maybe 1 year. He was at or near the top in that, I think.
Okay.
Maybe that was even last year. I don't remember. All right.
That might be right.
So I'm already out. It's not Mayfield. Last 7 years. Has Mahomes had a turn?
Yes.
Okay.
22 MVP.
I'm going to guess Allen has not.
Allen has not. He's not gotten to 5,000.
Right. Has Jackson had a no?
He led the league in touchdown passes his first MVP, though. Last year he threw 41.
Is there a Prescott in here?
No, that's a good guess. Last 7 years.
Stafford?
No. Yeah, it's a weird list, right?
Purdy? Already? All right, I'll stop.
It's already a weird list?
Yeah.
The names that are not on it?
Yeah.
Burrow, Tua in 23, Mahomes, Brady.
Oh, yeah.
For Tampa.
Brady.
2020, Watson.
Oh, wow.
Led the league in passing yards.
Wow. Wow.
19 is Jameis Winston. And 18 was Roethlisberger. Right?
You just broke my brain.
Yeah. Where's Matthew Stafford? Like, where's Goff?
Roethlisberger and Brady and Jameis Winston and what?
Rodgers has two MVPs in here. I don't see his name.
Out of here. It doesn't compute.
Rodgers just never threw interceptions, but he had enough yards. But yeah.
That's a list. Roethlisberger in 18. That blows my mind.
I mean, last 7 years, three of these guys are out of the league, if you include Watson. Winston might as well be.
Right.
And then before that, Brady in 17, and the 2 years prior to that, Breeze. So, passing yard leaders. Burrow, the betting favorite this year, and he would be a repeat champ if he were to get it. Plus 550. Allen at 14-1 is the ninth choice. I mean, I just, no. He's so famous that he would have, like, he'd be near the top of this list.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, they did not have that.
No.
They did not have downfield figured out. And I don't think they really have the players for that so much. And, you know, they're ahead a lot, which works against passing yards.
Right.
So I would not bet that. Maybe Stafford at 18-1 or Trevor Lawrence at the same price is interesting. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.